the missing in action thing is, you know, you kind of wait to hear word back. And you, one thing you're either going to get back is that they found their remains or that they become a prisoner of war. I guess there's probably some other things you could hear, but those are the two probably we were thinking we were going to hear.
What were you hoping it was? So did you want him to find the remains or did you want him to be the prisoner of war?
When POWs were brought back in planes, I think the whole country was watching on TV as these POWs were being returned after the war was over. My mom would have been notified if my dad was on the plane, but I seriously remember sitting in the living room watching the TV, thinking, like, looking for my dad. In 1991, so this is 18 years later, after he was shot down, because he was shot down in 72, 19 years later, we got notification that they had found his remains, and this was from the government. And there was only a few bones. It was a jawbone and, like, I think a leg or an arm. And that was it. And we were asked if we wanted to see the bones, and only my sister Cheryl, who's the oldest, she was 16 or 17 when he was shot down, and she was now probably like 40, 39. She was the one who wanted to see the bones. She was always that kid. After we had found his remains and buried him, I had a chance through my work to go to Vietnam and China. And you guys were still young. You and Liam were...
I was like 10-ish.
I think you were, no, you were
younger.
No,
I was in third grade. I was in third grade, I remember.
So I was debating on whether I should go, and I mentioned it to my sister Cheryl, and she lives out in California, and said, well, I want to go. I go, you do? So we decided to go on this trip, and Cheryl was going to go to Hanoi and find the crash site.
When she found the crash site, how did she, like, tell you that?
There was only one other plane during the whole war near where my dad's crash coordinates were that went down. So she went to this village called Kep, and everyone sort of just kept pointing him down the road, that there was a soldier that was active in Vietnam that's down the road. Sure enough, they approached this soldier's house. Through the interpreter, they introduce themselves, and they, you know, explain why they're there. There had been a crash nearby. We had heard that maybe you were one of the soldiers, that part of their job as a soldier was to recover anything from the crash. And she said, yes, she was indeed doing some of that during the war, and that, yes, she remembers a jet going down. They walked out on the tracks, and the lady just pointed to, there was sort of a crater off to the left. You know, she couldn't see any. It was all sort of overgrown with brush and stuff, but sure enough, there was sort of a crater area, and, you know, she didn't see any parts of planes or anything, but, you know, it felt like to Cheryl that, wow, okay. And then we came back, and we kind of finished our trip and had fun and came home and felt like this crazy thing, and, you know, like she did it.